Hey, this is Dane from the Carolina Big Fancy Podcast, back with another post to read. This was posted to ChristianForums.com by user Recovery in Progress. The thread is entitled, Huge Furry Porn Problem. Okay, here's the scheme. I'm going to lay down my internet life story. Here we go. As a teen, I got addicted to pornography. However, I wasn't just addicted to any kind of pornography, I was addicted to furry porn. Growing up, I started not only to view it, but to draw it as well. I've had a small following on Fur Affinity, a website filled with anthro art. These people there were very nice. Some Christian, some weren't. In 2013, I started another stage in my pornographic life that I wasn't too proud of, but did anyway for the fun of it. I viewed drawings of adult pictures of characters from an ever-growing cartoon show called My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. Pretty soon, I even drew a couple of fan art myself. Apologies, just a moment. Then, my dad eventually found my deepest, darkest secrets. He found out that I looked at that kind of stuff and called me to talk to him one day. He is a pastor of a church and said that I wasn't only destroying myself, but him as well. By using his internet for years of smut searching, he could fall victim to the NSA should they ever use their power to wipe out Christian churches. I was devastated to learn that I did that much damage to him and quickly turned to destroy my work and stop my fooling around online on the spot. However, as the days went by, I found it hard to go back. Not just because of the art, but because of the community. I knew that they were of the world, but I missed the friends and well-wishers of those that loved me. Heck, being addicted to the art introduced me to a church-going user that strongly loves Christ to be my best friend, even to this day. And that all made me say the same thing.